Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday and welcome on into your Freight Waves Now Community Spotlight for this Tuesday. I'm Kaylee Nix and we've got Mary O'Connell joining us, our host and writer of the Check Call podcast and newsletter. Mary, thank you for being here again on your Tuesday.
Thank you guys so much. You know, there's no place I'd rather be on a Tuesday morning. It just starts your, it's like a cup of Folgers, the best way to wake up.
Gets your day really going, gets you prepped for what's ahead on Freight Waves TV. We've got a good conversation again today. I think all of your conversations are good conversations. And we're diving into the world of e-commerce and warehousing, a space that has really started to hit the spotlight, especially as we continue to delve into the buying habits of the American consumer. It seems like these days, if people are purchasing, they're purchasing through e-com. A lot of these e-com providers are looking for solutions when it comes to storing their goods. So talk to us a little bit about Where to Go and what type of solutions they help provide.
So Where to Go is actually kind of the perfect balance, or not balance, but they're the kind of the perfect solution for those small to medium sized e-commerce shippers that are looking to, that maybe they've outgrown the garage or the retail space that they've opened, or basically whatever their fulfillment center is, they've run out of space and they need to get more. But shockingly, most small to medium sized e-commerce shippers don't have millions of dollars on hand to buy or build a warehouse. So basically, Where to Go kind of lets them rent space in their warehouses, and they'll also manage the fulfillment and everything like that for them as well. So it's been really, really helpful for a lot of shippers that are looking to grow, because Where to Go has just kind of said, okay, well, depending on where you have kind of the highest concentration of sales, or where, what markets you're the most successful in, they have warehousing space all over the country. So it's just kind of a matter of plugging yourself into their network of what is already all over the place and kind of in the markets that you're the most successful in. So that way you're not losing sales, your customers are getting their goods faster and more reliably. And then also you're not having to carry a bunch of inventory on hand by having like a little bit of space in 10 different warehouses.
So for a lot of these smaller e-commerce providers, maybe they've gotten their start through an idea and it launched them on social media, and then they were doing things out of their garage or their living room or their mom's house, and then all of a sudden saw this massive uptick in business. But oftentimes with some of these e-commerce sellers, they have a kind of sell strategy or a customer strategy that's based on trend, and that's not super sustainable. When we're talking about a solution like Where to Go, do they offer that kind of flexibility to where if a seller says, hey, I've had this amount of business so far, but my business has blown up over the last 6 months, I'm forecasting that we're either expected to maintain this level or increase a little bit through the next 6 months, but I can't tell you more than that. Do they have an opportunity or an option for folks to be a little bit more flexible with what they're able to do instead of walking into 1 year or 2 year or even 3 to 5 year leases like in a traditional warehousing situation?
Oh, 100%. That's like their whole specialty is if you need more space, then you can get more space. If you need to cut down, that's fine too. So they also have people that on staff that help with demand planning. So that way, you know, if you are this shipper and you're seeing a huge spike, like, okay, well, they'll kind of help with your demand planning and everything like that. And if you're planning on running a sale, well, then they can help with that to make sure that they have enough staff at the right time in their warehouse to get those orders out as fast as possible. It's kind of one of those where they work with you to make sure that they have the resources to support you in whatever way that may be. Pretty much just shy of making people actually buy your products faster. But that's their whole thing, is that fluidity and that kind of variability part of that warehousing need, where you're not locked into, you know, 300 pallet spaces or whatever. You're not locked into that. You can kind of swing up or swing down as you need to. And they do a lot of that. They do a lot of that through kind of coaching things and making sure that they have the space available for people. So needless to say, the holiday season is an interesting time over at Where to Go.
So one of the conversations that you have today with Steve Denton, their CEO, is around the Amazon Seller Fulfilled program that's going on. And this is a new program offered through Amazon that was just recently launched. Tell us a little bit about what that is and where to Go fits into this equation and taking on a behemoth like Amazon.
So the Amazon seller, the Amazon seller fulfilled program, it's been around for a little bit, but they also just reopened it to people. So it's kind of like a whole new avenue for these e-commerce shippers. And basically it's just another way for, because right now when you order something on Amazon, it goes like the, it comes from that Amazon warehouse. So it'll, you've probably all seen them. They're the giant, like takes up a couple blocks of worth of space. So they have those, but the Amazon seller fulfilled means that if I'm a seller and I'm selling nail polish, then I have it listed on Amazon, then I can fulfill that myself. And that means that I don't have to keep my stock at the Amazon warehouse. So if I do that out of my house, it's a little tricky to keep up with some of those orders, especially if it's a hot e-commerce item. But through Ware2Go, since they do have that fulfillment aspect, they can plug into that Amazon listing. And basically, it's the easy way for a shipper to kind of not have to worry about it. They just send, make sure their inventory is at the Ware2Go space, and Ware2Go will fulfill it and send it out. And it's a great way for e-commerce shippers to kind of explore another avenue of selling their product and making sure that they can still reach their target audience.
So strategy is really important when you are a small to medium-sized e-com seller, and you can often spread yourself a little bit thin if you try and go for too many of these options. Do you think that there is a little bit of finesse to figuring out where the right place is for you? And is it kind of a trial and error process, or is there maybe one space that is best?
I mean, look, it's never a successful business without having a few failures along the way. But I definitely think that through some trial and error, I mean, obviously you're going to know where a lot of your growth came from and where a lot of your sales are coming from. You'll know if it's mostly on like a TikTok shop or an Instagram shop kind of thing, or through some banner ads, or however you're generating that traffic, you're going to kind of know which way is working for you. And if you try something that doesn't work, well, there are millions of businesses before you that have tried the same thing. Just keep trying something. And so it's really just kind of a unique way that, it's one of those fun answers that it truly depends of what works for you and your business and where that target audience is and how the best way to get it is. Because more often than not, people will link to an Amazon based off of something that they saw on something else. So whether you're on Instagram or TikTok or social media of any way, shape, or form, you'll get that link to the Amazon listing to purchase it. So I think that's better. That's a better avenue to kind of make sure that people are driving, or to drive traffic to people to get them to buy your product versus, you know, maybe sending them directly to a website or whatever. But honestly, it's whatever works for your business.
Check my bio for the link to my Amazon storefront that also then goes to Ware2Go. Mary, if people need to know Ware2Go for the show and the newsletter today, how can they find that?
Well, you can just keep watching FreightWaves YouTube all day. Make sure you click the notification bell so that way all of the episodes that come out or any content we have, you don't miss a single thing. The new episode comes out today at 12:30, and the newsletter will come out today at 2:00. And if you're not already subscribed to it, you can subscribe to that on FreightWaves.com/checkcall.
Go ahead and do that and hit the subscribe button to the rest of our communities as well. Mary is not just here. You can also find her on Fridays for Running on Ice. Thanks for joining us today. We will see you on next Tuesday, Mary.
Thank you.